Jamie felt the goosebumps rise on her arms. She was quiet for a moment.
I'm going to ask you again. How do you know this?
The woman sighed.
I'm psychic, sort of.
Jamie did a gigantic eye roll.
Sort of? What does that mean?
I have visions, and I'm right a lot of the time, unless I'm under a lot of stress. Then I might make a mistake now and then. It's a simple case of performance anxiety, sort of like sex, but I get it right more often than not.
Jamie sighed. It was really turning out to be a weird morning. First Vera with her brownies, and now she was conversing with a woman who claimed to be psychic. She had time for neither, because she had to concentrate on getting a newspaper out.
Miss Moultrie, Destiny.
I'm working on getting better, Destiny said. I practice every night.
She paused.
You don't believe in psychics, do you?
Not exactly.
See, I knew that.
The woman licked the tip of her finger and drew a short imaginary line in the air as though marking her success. Turquoise rings circled every finger. Bracelets jangled on her wrists.
There are a lot of phonies out there. Some claim to be 100% accurate. There's no such thing.
I wasn't, looking for a psychic. Just an advice columnist.
There, she'd gone and admitted it.
You've already got Dear Abby.
My column was going to be for locals only, to sort of complement
your new personal section, Destiny said. People would be more intrigued by a psychic, and I've got the perfect name for it. The Divine Love Goddess Advisor.
She pulled out an envelope and handed it to Jamie.
Why don't you look over my resume and give it some thought? I wouldn't be able to start for a day or two since I just moved here and have to unpack, but I travel light.
Jamie shifted uneasily in her chair.
Why Beaumont, South Carolina?